I'm going to stand down here on the floor. I'm pretty little fella, so I don't know if you guys will be able to see me or not. But Bismarck's got a lot of good things going on every year. We talk about it. The Lord has blessed us and continues to bless us. We keep winning in Bismarck, and I tell you, it is just the greatest feeling whatsoever. The last 3 years we've been up here talking, we've had a lot of conversation on the tear down project of getting houses tore down, getting things cleaned up. We tore down the four-way and this and that, and we were all gearing, and the pendulum was swinging that way on the destruction of the city pretty much. Now it's swinging on the rebuilding of the city. And now we have, thank you. Again, like I said, the Lord has blessed us. We had a great partnership with the Canadian company IKO and their subsidiary of Bismarck Granules. Chuck, the new manager, is here with us today representing IKO. Great bunch of people. I mean, they have been phenomenal with us on working us getting that line. The $7 million we got from the state, it did come in. There was no qualms about it. Everything came in beautiful. And we definitely thank our federal senators, our state senators, everybody, and representatives of Dale Wright, Mike Henderson have been phenomenal on getting that. We couldn't have got it through all the loopholes without them, probably. And we appreciate everything Kevin Engler's done to help us out, and the county commission with Harold and all of them. Pipeline's going in. We're about 30 to 40% right now. We're getting it installed. I apologize to the Chuck and all your people in Leadwood because we're making havoc on your street over there. We're barreling that pipeline over to Bismarck. The project date is to have the gas turned on by October 1st, have it powered up, and that'll be in plenty of time for IKO. They are down there. They are putting lots of concrete. You're going to see a lot of concrete trucks coming through. And they're going to start that facility. They've got it all cleaned off, blasted. They've started their project of building it. So everything is really going in there really well. As Dr. Gilgore said, we had the Missouri Partnership. Sandra Cabot's in this area. She is just phenomenal to work with, has been a great asset to helping us, especially working with IKO. And the great thing is that we're working again with the Missouri Partnership on another company coming to town. I can't quite say the name yet, but I think everybody knows what it is. It's going to bring in about between 80 and 100,000 square foot manufacturing facility. We're going to have it right outside the edge of Bismarck. We're going to supply all services and energy to it with our natural gas as well. And it's going to be about anywhere between 40 and 65 new jobs as well. So as Dr. Gilgore was saying, we are really hammering down on getting manufacturing and working partnerships with those people and getting people over there. We definitely appreciate the work that Mineral Area College has done on that skill trade, because when somebody like this comes to town, and we're looking, if you know anybody other companies, we're looking for more companies now. We got these pretty much sealed and locked and delivered. But as those companies come in, we send them over to Mineral Area College, and that's one of the people we try to get them in contact with first, because we want that skill trade. So we're really hammering down on that as well. That facility's looking real soon. We hope to have a ribbon cutting. That's all up to the Missouri Partnership, and they're working hard on that. They got a lot of stuff going on there, and we're excited about that one, and we hope to have that announcement coming up soon. We got some great partners, and this year I want to definitely thank a lot of them. Our Chamber of Commerce, they were in their infancy stage in the beginning. They just started up. They have done a phenomenal job. Small chamber, bare bones, and they're building up, and they're doing a great job on getting things built up for us. Whenever you're shuffling through about $22 million, that's a lot of money for little old Bismarck. We're shuffling through about $22 million this year. And it has really been a feat, and I got a phenomenal staff. The Lord has blessed us with great people, Michelle and Amy at City Hall. Our police force is doing a great job. We have really rooted out a lot of drugs in our territory. I got to say, tops off to Scott. He's done a phenomenal job over there on rooting out a lot of the problems. We got some great officers, and they have hung through us through thick and thin, and they're doing really good, and we appreciate all of them. Our city workers, you know, we brought in about 150 new services in the last year between gas and water and sewer. And when you're doing that with a three-man crew, that's a lot of work. Plus running everything else, reading meters and all that. Got a phenomenal city crew as well. And like I said, we're starting to reap the benefits now as all this goes in. Got a lot of work. We've tore down about 9 to 12 houses throughout the city. We have been getting rid of a lot of the old eyesores. And we're going to start building back now. We've been over the last 2 years. Like I said, the destruction has been going on. Now we're building back. We just signed some contracts to get a ballpark village. We got a great partnership with ZRM. It's going to be a really good thing. We're going to be putting in, it's got a jumbotron. We're going to be airing different kinds of games and movies and all this stuff. Going to be a huge pavilion right in the center of town. Worked with both of the landowners there. They're also giving us a municipal parking lot. We're going to be putting that right in the center of our downtown district. Everybody knows our downtown district has been building up. We're also getting a new bar and grill, and the Grishams are putting that in over there, and another phenomenal thing that's going to be coming to Bismarck. And as again, I was saying, all of our parking will be right in the center. We're going to have a candy, soda, and ice cream shop coming in here real soon. We got the coffee shop. We got Brad's Antiques down there. They do a lot of food. Carla's Cafe, Granny Barb's. We're going to have parking right in the center of it. And then when we get that sports pavilion opened up, you're going to be able to bring lawn chairs in, go to all of these areas, get what you want to eat, come in there and watch a good time with game. We're going to have a play area for kids and everything. So things are really starting to improve. We're getting a lot of new housing. Right now, we're currently building, we got a new subdivision going in behind Mike's Market. We're really concentrating on smaller housing that is affordable for first-time home buyers, sort of like the old starter homes like they used to have. There's been a real lack of that in this area. And we're also got this housing. We're doing individual housing that'll have their own yard, their own parking, not stacked on top of each other and all that. So it makes it a lot better for the homeowners. Plus, we are building housing for Mineral Area College students. We're going to have a lot of affordable housing for students that don't want to live on campus. They're just right down about 5 minutes down the road there. And we will be able to have affordable housing for them to be able to come rent and then move on, or they can start their family there. So we're excited about that. We got a second subdivision that should be starting here in the next couple weeks to the next month. We got the engineers and things tied into doing all that. So as I've said, we're in the rebuilding phase now, and everything is moving up. And I couldn't have done it without all of you guys. We have a great relationship. We built a lot of contacts. I talk to Chris quite often, great guy. The mayor of Farmington, we really appreciate him. Like I said, Sandra, now Bismarck's on the IDA board as well. We got representation on that. They are a really good group of people, and they really want to move the county forward. And I think they're doing a really good job. And as everybody knows, I can be a hard pill to swallow sometimes because I like to say it like it is. So, but no, we have a really good relationship with lots of people. The Lord's blessed us. Couldn't have done everything without him, because that's what it's all about. And as I always say, and as I wind down here, we appreciate everybody's support. We want to invite you. Hopefully by the end of the summer, we'll have everything built. And we're going to have that new four-way area that's going to be booming and blossoming and doing great. Sometimes it seems like you can get discouraged, but as soon as you get discouraged a little bit, you turn around. And like yesterday, my good friend Mr. Shunks, he'll always be Mr. Shunks to me because I knew him as a teacher, came by and he just said, you know, this town's got a really good community. We still wave at people. We still say hi to people. We don't snuff our nose up in the air or nothing like that. We really, really concentrate on that. And what was really lifted up the heart yesterday was he said, you know, you can feel the energy in Bismarck. The people's spirits are up. And that's one thing that's kind of drug down in the water right now. We got some great contractor with Chad Grounds, and like I said, ZRM, all these guys are rebuilding all these subdivisions and doing all this stuff. So lots of good things going on. Our airport manager's doing a great job. We got some good things going on out there. We got a new gyro company. We're going to be doing some lessons and stuff out there. So things just continue to grow and grow, and we keep winning. And couldn't do it all without the Lord's blessing, and we appreciate everything that you guys supporting us. We were a small town in Decay. And without the whole community, even with Candy and Julie with the chamber over there, Sherry with the chamber in Deloge, they have reached out and been phenomenal to help us. And we appreciate all that help. And anytime you guys need something from little old Bismarck, we'll be there to help, lend a helping hand. And we strongly support the city of Farmington. Our board passed a resolution last week against the sorts project they're wanting to do down there and put that big razor wire fence and all that trash up around there where you can see it coming down through the middle of downtown historic Farmington. We don't need that. And our city and our council was very supportive, and all of our citizens are very supportive of that. And we support the city of Farmington in their effort to stop that. And we will do whatever we can to help you guys. Thank you very much. I can't hear you. Oh, yeah, and of course, I forgot that. And we are the state volleyball champions for the Class 4 district.